Wednesday. Look out for the hurdles.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
This paper that the telephone company may start charging to call information.
Well, that won't work. They don't know who's calling.
Oh, yes, they do, too.
You mean when you call information,
that's
they know it's you?
That's right.
Well, now, Jesse, that can't be right, because they can't find out who's been making them crank calls to the station.
Yeah, I know, but if they could make any money out of it, they'd find out somewhere.
Well, now, that's not right. Now, if a page is tore out of a book, or what if there ain't no phone book?
Well, you're supposed to have a book.
Jesse, when's the last time you've seen a phone book in a phone booth? There ain't none, I tell you.
Well, that's right. They're going to have to take down all them booths or else keep books in them.
Well, now maybe they think there's enough numbers wrote on the wall there that they don't need no books.
Well, they'll probably try charging for a few years before they go back to the old way. Like spanking them school kids in California.
Spanking who?
Them kids.
What kids?
Well, them school kids over in California. You know, the court says it's okay to spank kids at school now.
I didn't know they ever stopped.
Oh, yeah, they had to stop.
Who made them stop?
Why, the court, Sam.
I thought you said the court said it's all right.
Well, they just did.
Jesse, you ain't making sense.
First they said no, and now they say yes.
Well, it seems like my whole life's been at the wrong time.
What do you mean by that, man?
Well, now, when all this, where was all this when I could have used it? Now, when I got spanked in school, the principal called my daddy, and when I got home, I didn't get spanked. I got whooped.
Yeah, my dad used to whip me just to scare the other kids. Well, what did you get spanked for in school?
Well, I didn't get but two. I remember the last one like yesterday. I thought it was funny.
Well, what did you do?
Didn't hurt nobody. I put 10 raw shrimp in an empty locker, and wasn't nobody using it, and I padlocked it. They like to never found out where that smell was coming from. Didn't hurt nobody. What'd you get spanked for, Jesse?
Well, now, I was real lucky. My best stunt I never did get caught for.
You didn't?
Oh, yeah, the science club met one night after dark out on the football field.
Now, why'd they meet after dark outside like that?
Well, it was a special night. There's a bunch of meteors were supposed to fall. You know, supposed to be a bunch of falling stars that night.
Well, was it?
Well, Sammy Proctor and I got behind the bus barn with a big balloon full of gas, you know, with a string soaked in lighter fluid tied to it. Well, we lit the end of that string and let it go. It went off when it was about 100 yards up, made a ball of fire as big as a car.
Man, I'd love to have seen that. Now, that's funny.
Well, it didn't turn out too funny. Mr. Posey, you know, the science teacher, he ran over a hurdle at full stride.
Oh, me?
Well, yeah, but the senior class did raise money to help pay for the skin graft, so...